Well, now to the photo scene around the world. It's in today's New York Times. A man carrying a boy on a beach in Gaza. The boy was one of four young Palestinian cousins killed by an Israeli airstrike yesterday. Photographer Tyler Hicks took that picture, and he joins us on his cell phone from Gaza City. And Tyler, it is just a terrible photo to look at. Tell us what you saw there and what happened.
I was in my hotel room, which actually has a really clear view and quite close to where this attack happened. I'd been out working for most of the day. This happened in the late afternoon, just before 4 o'clock. And I was in my room with my driver, sending some pictures to the paper, and suddenly heard a very loud explosion that rattled the windows. We both ran over and to the window and looked out, and the first thing I saw was just this shack on a seawall that had just been hit with a bomb. We still don't know 100% what it was that hit it. I could see one boy kind of running away north, away from that area onto the beach. My instinct was to grab my arms and to get my flak jacket on and get down there to see what had happened. I assumed there would probably be injuries or deaths. And when I reached for my equipment, another explosion happened, this one even closer. And when I looked back out the window, I could see bodies of several children laying lifeless in the sand, and one of those being the boy that I had seen run away from the first explosion, this time caught out in the open.
And now, the next day, do you have any more sense about why this happened? What went wrong here?
Well, the excuse that's being given is that this was a suspected kind of Hamas militant hangout, that it was specifically targeted, thinking that these were Hamas fighters there. However, these were, you know, these are very young children, small kids wearing kind of clothes you'd wear to go to the beach. You know, these weren't what you'd expect to see of grown fighters. And even after the initial explosion, which killed one of the three boys, there was a good 30 seconds before the second one targeted them as they ran away. And 30 seconds is actually quite a bit of time to assess whether those are adults or children.
And you write in the New York Times today, there is no safe place in Gaza right now. Bombs can land at any time, anywhere. Do you yourself feel like a target? Do people all around Gaza feel like they might be a target?
Absolutely. The streets have been, you know, aside from today, there was a humanitarian ceasefire to allow people to go out to get money and food, and people did take advantage of that. But otherwise, the streets it's been like a ghost town. I mean, completely empty, especially early in the morning. It's literally, there's no one on the street, and it's quite unnerving to drive around when you're the only car moving. Just yesterday, a car was hit further south of here, killing a man, a young boy, and severely injuring an elderly woman. So really, there's been a lot of civilian casualties, as there were back in 2012 when I was working here as well.
When you took that photo, Tyler Hicks, did you know that it would have such an impact? Here in the country, everybody in the United States is looking at this photo today and talking about it. It says so much more than so much of the reporting that has come out of Israel and Gaza so far.
Yeah, I knew that when I got down there and was taking these photographs, many of them were couldn't be published, just too horribly gory for publication. And so it was really something that strikes a chord, you know, both in me personally and I think, you know, and people worldwide. You know, it's unfortunate to have to witness it and to have to go through those photographs, but I hope that by doing so that can have some kind of positive effect, bringing more recognition to the crisis and hopefully give one small bit more push to try to fix fire here.
Finally, Tyler, I want to ask you, because you were awarded the Pulitzer Prize for your pictures of the mall attack in Kenya last year. Is it strange to you to end up now so many times in, what would you say, the wrong place at the right time or the right place at the wrong time?
Well, I would say in the case of the Westgate Mall in Kenya, that was pure chance that I happened to be there. 99% of the time, it takes an enormous amount of work and research and a lot of travel to get to the places that I work. Gaza is not an exception of that. And so it really is intentional to come here and seek this story. The one thing I can say about Gaza, and it's a place that I've worked quite a bit in before, you know, people are very receptive to journalists here. They understand the importance of journalism and photography, and they know that the international press is voice to get these messages out into the world.
That's New York Times photographer Tyler Hicks speaking with us from Gaza City. Tyler, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And again, we want to bring you up to date on our top story. A Malaysia Airlines passenger jet traveling from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur appears to have crashed in eastern Ukraine, the part of the country that is currently being fought over by pro-Russian separatists and Ukraine's new government. The plane reportedly had 295 people on board. A Ukrainian official is saying that it was shot down. We haven't confirmed that yet. Malaysia Airlines does confirm, though, that it did lose contact with the plane. We'll bring you up to date with the latest information as we get it.